I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Major Nadal Malik Hassan remains in stable condition. He was seriously wounded after opening fire Thursday at Fort Hood, killing 13 people. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says Christians forget sin is what caused this massacre. He says these high-profile situations make it easier to share the gospel with Muslims. Since Christians are ill-equipped, Crescent Project is offering many great resources, including outreach packs to help.
It's a gift pack that includes a book on why the Bible has not been changed, why Jesus needed to die on the cross, called Adhan Angel, and then a copy of the movie Jesus.
Next, November 11th is Veterans Day, an annual American holiday honoring military veterans. It's a good time to remember the troops who face danger daily. The love of Christ is bringing hope. Faith Comes by Hearing's Troy Carl says many love the Military Bible Sticks, a digital audio player loaded with an audio drama New Testament, specially geared for combat zones. Hundreds have requested one, only to find they're already gone. How can you help? Carl says,
you can sponsor a soldier with the Military Bible Stick for $25, but that also includes our ministry providing an audio Bible on disc to their loved one.
And in Kenya, 1.4 million kids have been orphaned by the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Worldwide Christian Schools produced a curriculum called Hope for Today's Generation to help stop AIDS before it starts. Developed with a Christian perspective by African teachers, lesson plans focus on teaching kids about the God-ordained value of their lives and bodies. Funding is needed for translation and distribution of the Hope curriculum. You can learn more. Just visit our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can learn more by going to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.